Back in your life.
We're live. We're back. We are back.
We're live.
We're back. We didn't get lost in the mountains.
We didn't. We're not dead.
No. We made it. We did make it.
We've just been having some well-earned time off after the time off wasn't actually like time off. It was survival.
Only for one day.
Oh, my God. It wasn't the mountain. It was the midges.
It was the midges. That was intense. That was different level. Really was a different level.
To forget it, I need this.
Yeah, what is that? You wouldn't tell me.
So, I decanted a bottle of rum, but there was only a little bit left, so I couldn't be bothered to get a glass, so I just tipped the Pepsi into the decanter, and I'm just drinking it out of the decanter. Has this fancy stopper. It's very nice.
That's ridiculous. I did wonder because I saw you taking the rush. Top off your bottle.
I was in a rush. I was running a little bit late, so.
Poured your Pepsi straight into the decanter like a normal human being.
Have you ever poured it straight into the bottle before? If there's only a little bit left, I've done that many a time.
I've only done that if I'm taking it mobile. If I'm going mobile with my alcoholism.
Right, yeah. Scotland.
Scotland was fun. We went for 4 days, 5 days, four nights, 5 days.
Four nights, five days.
First night, we ended up next to a water source, which probably shouldn't do when you go to Scotland in August. we learned about
midges coming out. There is and fish. When we say that you've never seen anything like it, you've never seen anything like it. Like, normally when people moan about midges, there's like one or two midges on them, or they've got one or two bites. Like, our legs, our faces, everything were fucking shredded. Oh, absolutely, man.
I think it might scar me, you know. The bites still haven't gone down, and it's like 2.5 weeks since.
They're your war wounds, dude, to remember.
War wounds, indeed, honestly.
We were trying to cook steak in the forest, getting eaten to fucking death by midges next to some massive river.
That was pretty fantastic, though. The steak was
pretty
great.
Amazing.
But yeah, so
yeah, it was nice as well.
Almost sound like a waterfall.
Made you feel alive, man. Yeah. Night two was incredible.
It was incredible.
I loved it. It was amazing.
We were ruined after our walk, though. Yeah. That walk was bloody ridiculous. So basically, we were going to drive to a little point where we were going to camp. And this little point that we were going to camp at looked like it was accessible by road. But it wasn't accessible by road. You had to walk. So we parked the car at the bottom of the track that we would have driven down. I can't even remember how long it said it would take to drive there. But I was like, we should be able to walk that. And everyone sort of agreed. And we were like, fuck it, let's just do it. So we picked all our stuff up, packed our bags for the night, and then went on this short 8-mile trek around the woods through mountains. And yeah, the Glenloyn Loop, as we found out halfway around. 8 miles there, and then it was like 4 or 5 miles back, something like that, in the morning. But we got there, and we started climbing up to the spot, and the whole area around it was just marshland. It was horrible. Nathan lost a pair.
It was pretty bad.
Nathan lost a pair.
So I lost my dogs. I lost my dogs. They came off my bag. They got untied and came off my bag while we were hiking. I didn't realize. And then that meant I had to trek out on the marshland with a tent in my Vans. So, yeah, but they survived. Cardinal Custom Paint and Vans are the ones.
They are. I can't believe they survived.
Can't believe I survived. It was madness. I just got on with it and just dried my socks out. I was like, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, that was
good fun. It was good fun. I enjoyed it.
Mate, I was so
happy. There's going to be tons and tons of video stuff that we got.
There is. There's loads of content coming. I'm just very busy.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm actually working on content for us pretty much now. So. Yeah, we're going to have quite a lot of stuff coming out. I got a really cool... let's stick with Scotland and we'll talk about the bowl later because then we can talk content from the bowl.
Okay.
So yeah, third day, woke up, did that trek back to the car. Like 20 minutes before we got back to the car, it just started shitting it down.
Yeah, it was pissing it down, and we had that classic like end of hike, like knackered to fuck, like shot of like just us like in the rain.
Nathan performing some maneuvers in the background. If you listen to the podcast and you haven't seen the video, or you're waiting for the video to come out, watch for that scene, because that's going to be my favorite scene. Then we moved up to Loch Lomond, like round this near the north of Loch Lomond, and we stopped at a pub for a pint and a chat about what we were going to do for the rest of the time. The weather was shit up by Ben Nevis, so we were like, screw it, we'll go a bit further south into the hills and do some longboarding, which is what we did. We had a pint.
And then we had the sun, and we had the boards, and we had a few shots and snaps, and we had fun.
We did have lots of fun. Enjoyed it. And then
we had a few nights of getting wrecked in the hills, really, didn't we?
Third night, we got absolutely smashed.
We'll say, though, thank you, Scotland, for being such good hosts. Everyone we met was an absolute diamond, and we only met about four people.
Yeah.
Because we were really, really sticking it. We got caught on some form of land every day, but everyone was like, go on. Kind of like, yeah, nice. All right, fair.
Farm was
really nice. Yeah.
Yeah, no, that was all really good. And then, longboarded for Thursday. No, not Thursday, the fourth day. Longboarded all day after we woke up hungover. Had a wash in the morning for the first time in 4 days. And then, longboarded for the day. Did a few little, not massive hills, but they had beautiful views, and I was enjoying myself. So then I found camp not too far away from where we were. And we chilled for the good evening. Very good fun.
It's good fun. We were knackered.
We were very
good. When we got back. We were supposed to get out there and like relax and let go. And it was kind of like, oh, okay, right, put tent up. Right, now get the food on, think about eating. I've eaten, right, fuck, I'm knackered, right, it's probably sleep, you've got to be up early in the morning, you've got to track this fucking shit down, like,
yeah,
that was funny,
yeah, man, and then, that was it. Scotland, drove back, came home, had a shower, and a very long sleep,
it was great,
but that sort of did give birth to a bigger line of custom clothing. We did have some conversations while we're up in the mountains and got some shit thought about.
Yeah, so Cardinal Customs is now live, and like it's just this concept which, now that we know that we can do it, it's just like, well, duh, why isn't everybody doing it and why aren't we doing it? Is fabric paint and things like that. Breaking down garments and sewing other garments together in that really Depop style and hand making stuff. Since I'm doing it anyway, might as well do some like fun bits, some arty bits. And then that led on to the fact that I can basically do quite a lot of stuff. And we were like, well, if people have ideas, like a tattoo, like if you walk into a tattoo shop and you ask for a tattoo, the artist will draw it, you'll change a few bits, we'll talk back and forth, and then you'll get the tattoo done. Like, and what if we could tattoo clothes? And like, I paint flash directly onto clothes, so people don't have to pay massive manufacturing costs, we don't have to get screens made, we don't have to do all this stuff. And it's also like a unique one-off item, which is like quite special for someone to wear, isn't it? So
yeah, definitely. And like, they can do whatever they want within reason. So anything you want.
And whenever we've asked before as well, we've like put out a post saying like, what does everyone want to see next? And like loads of different replies will come back. People will be like, socks, dad caps, snapbacks, this, that. And it's like, to buy all of the things in and to start making them, or to get somebody to make them for us, is really, really expensive. So like, no one's ever saying the same thing that they want. Everyone always wants different stuff. So we can now make whatever they want by sourcing the blank after they ask for it, one of a kind, me doing it, and then sending it to them. And then I can never not do the thing that they want me to do. And the idea is to always then, you know.
So, yeah, if you want a particular piece of clothing from us, get at us. We'll do it. We'll give you what you want.
Mm-hmm. For example, ordering like a pair of Vans. So there's a couple of different ways you could do it. You could send me your old trap Vans and I can fix them up and I can paint on them and customize them. And that will cost like 30 to 40 quid or something like that. Like, that's fun. And that's totally something I'd be into. Especially if you're a skater, because, you know, like, just gluing them together, you can save a pair of shoes and, you know, skating them again. If you don't care that much about them, they can look cool for that final little bit before they're like really dead as well, like my shoes. Or we can order a brand new blank pair and I can paint on them onto a fresh brand new pair. And obviously we'll charge you the cost of the blank pair and then the cost to paint it on top. So it'd be like 80 quid or something like that, probably. But then obviously you've got a brand new pair and it's all been crepe sprayed and waterproofed and it will be good to wear and as a new shoe. For example, there's tons of shit of like whatever you need, give us an email and we'll sort it out. I'll get you something made.
Go over to the website. You know, I was thinking about all the custom stuff. And I had a thought, obviously, because we do, or you, I say we, like I'm really involved in this. I'm not, I'll take the pretty pictures and make it look good, but you're the one who actually makes it look good. But yeah, no, I was thinking, because it's tattoo style, is there such a thing as like an embroidery gun, like a tattoo gun, but embroidery?
Oh my God, that'd be amazing. No, not really. So I just draw on normally. So I've been doing a lot of plaid shirts at the moment and I'm making some stuff for Matt and Tom from Haggard Cat at the moment.
Nice.
So I'm doing them some plaid shirts and I'm painting some of their lyrics on the back and some flash that they've said that they wanted done. And I'm going to send it to them so they can, you know, rep it for us and stuff. And so I'll white pencil line on first, get a rough idea of where everything is, kind of sketch it out. And then normally go in with a Posca pen and just get those lines a little bit bolder so I can see kind of where the scaffold of it all is going to be. And then I go in with fabric paint and I heat seal the fabric paint. And then I line it in a fabric pen afterwards, which is can be washed up to 60 degrees. So we'll say on the post, you know, don't wash above 60 degrees or whatever. But yeah, I can, you know, flash it all and do it all.
Yeah.
And basically tattoo the clothing is and put tattoo flash on the clothing and put lettering on the clothing. So I don't know if there was an embroidery gun, but I can definitely look at sewing letters.
I just thought an embroidery gun would be a really cool idea. I don't know. I don't even know if they exist. I haven't bothered to Google it. It just popped in my head and I wrote in a notepad. I was like, embroidery gun.
Embroidery gun.
I think it was one of those like
You can take that to Dragon's Den or some shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I think it was just one of those bedtime ideas where you're real groggy and then you have that great idea and you're like, fuck, I need to write this down because I will forget about this.
Yeah.
Definitely.
That was a Duncan Ballantyne idea. That's a fucking...
Yeah, man. Like, so obviously you get a little bit of... Yeah. You get like the... I don't know how you do it.
Somebody's just going to say, yeah, an embroidery machine. Because, yeah, an embroidery machine does that thing. It is basically...
Is it handheld, though?
No, it's not handheld.
That's what I mean. Like, actually, like a tattoo gun with a spool on the top and like. Yeah, like. Do you know what I mean?
Fuck, crazy bastard.
How's that crazy? I don't know about the logistics of it. I'm not an engineer. I'm not a product designer. I've never really embroidered anything in my life, to be honest.
So, we've been trying to get interest from shops. And yeah. We've been talking back and forth with this tattoo artist in Germany, Tommy. And
what's
he's
up, Tommy, basically, if you're
watching? Yeah, what's up, Tommy?
Oh, listen.
He said that we can put a rail in tattoo shop in Germany, which is nice. That's a nice thing for him to do. So I've making, finishing a load of customs off and a couple of pieces, and sending off our first thing to go out on a rail, which is really cool.
Yeah, man, that's gonna look dope.
And I think it's cool that it's in a tattoo shop, because, you know, that's what we're all about. I love the culture. And yeah, I think that's a great direction for us to be heading in if we start working with two artists and some of the great people and influencers that are over there. They've reached out to us and we've reached out to them and stuff. It's nice.
It is nice.
It's a good relationship. I like it.
Is there anyone local you think that we could get some in tattoo shops or anything like that?
I sent some messages out, as I always do. I haven't heard back from a lot of Norwich ones. No. But that was only yesterday.
To be fair, how long have tattoo shops really open at the moment? They're allowed to open, aren't they?
A lot of them are very busy.
Yeah.
Because people have been like, well, they've been doing like the ones that they had to cancel probably from the beginning of lockdown first.
And
they've had all the people that have wanted to get tattooed over lockdown, which probably loads of people.
Yeah, it's good though. Good for them. Back at work. I mean, you could always answer our messages though, guys, if you're listening. If you're in a shop, if you're in any sort of shop, get hold of us. We'll put some clothes in there.
Yeah, if you're a tattoo artist, give us a shout.
We'll get nailed and make some custom.
Yeah, I'll swap you customs for a rail. For a spot.
Yeah.
A window cling.
It sounded like you licked the microphone.
Sorry, no, I was just rolling. No,
sorry.
It's like, mate, this rum is delicious. I'm on the lambs. I'm on the navy lamb rum. Spiced.
Yeah, man. It's decent.
Yeah.
It's very nice. Yeah,
it's nice. It's nice. Right, we're going to be having a sale as well on the normal line, what I'm repping right now.
Yeah.
Right. We're doing a sale on the bank holiday weekend.
August bank holiday this weekend.
This weekend.
All weekend. 25% off your favorite goods and such. Anyone who's not listening, if you're not listening, you're not going to hear this, I guess. So maybe we need to make a little something. I'll make a little something, and we can we'll put that out. We should start that tomorrow. Start pushing it out.
Yep. We should.
Yeah. But yeah, 25% off. This has got to be one of the biggest sales we've ever done.
If you've been waiting to pick something up and you've been like, oh, I'm broke, it's payday weekend, 25% off. Help your boys out.
And you got till Monday.
Grab some fresh garms. No one else has got these. Come on. You ain't going to be clashing with no one.
Should we do...
if you've been waiting, this is the time.
Should we do Friday at 5:30 till Monday midnight?
Yeah, okay. I like that. I like that.
So as soon as people get out of work on Friday, before they spend all their money on their drunken weekends.
Yeah, they should pick up some fresh garms.
Exactly.
Two new patches available.
Pictures.
Two new patches available. Don't clip my wings. A little tasty cardinal. And because the world is fucking rotten at the moment, a plague doctor.
The plague doctor mask is sick, dude.
Thanks, brother. I went really black work style on it. Big bold shade.
Yeah, it is very, very nice. Very, very nice.
I like it. It's because to design these patches, to get the screens to print it, I have to go really low detail. So it's really challenged me to like try and use bigger, bolder lines and fewer of them.
Yeah.
And it ended up coming out really sick. I was skeptical about it for a while. And then I was like, right at the end, it was like, no, that looks really cool. Like, I was happy with it. So yeah, Plague Doctor. Everyone's liking that one. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Hey.
Hey.
I just lost my train of thought completely, dude. I don't know what happened. My brain literally just fell out the side of my head.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. Did you see it happen? I think the light just The light just faded from my eyes and I went silent.
What else did you say we got to talk about? We got...
Oh, Bowhouse.
Bowhouse.
Bowhouse. That's it. I went skating again last night.
And I can't believe it.
At the Bowhouse. Rob's selling the Bowhouse. It is end of an era, unless someone we know buys it. So if you're interested in buying a house that also has a skate park...
you have money, go to the Bowhouse Facebook page and there's information to buy the property. There's links there. And please, somebody keep it, a skate park and Bowhouse, because it's amazing and it's dope and it shouldn't change. If somebody buys it, like, they're going to change it. Like,
yeah, probably.
It's going to be shit, right?
Yeah, more than likely.
Yeah.
It will be shit. I learned how to skateboard in that place. That's where I learned to skate. That was funny. The guys that were there last night, like, they'd never skated it before, and it's quite a unique thing to skateboard. And, they're like, cool, it's fucking a bit different in there, isn't it? I was like,
yeah.
And I've been skating like a year and a half, and I was shredding around there at a couple of points. And, yeah, they're like, oh, you can skate that pretty well. And I was like, it's all right. It's easy enough when it's the only thing you've ever fucking skated. Yeah. That's all I know, man.
I bet it's fast.
It's whippy, and the transition is like real quick. But yeah, it is fun. It's fun, fast. I did take a lot of skin off. I don't know if I can get my leg up, but there you are. You can sort of see that a little bit.
Skitch.
Yeah. The wooden bowls are softer to hit, but when you fall over, but they do take your skin away with them. We've got that little guy there as well. And,
Ouch. But
that's all right. That's what happens when you play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
That's the one you can smell, you know?
Oh, I'm going to wake up and the duvet will be stuck.
Smell the burnt rubber.
I'll be peeling the duvet off that in the morning, dude. That's what that will be. But yeah, I'm actually working on a skate video at the moment, so that'll be... I did want to get finished today, but I had the issues with my laptop. Honestly, I don't know what happened, dude, because I left it running the proxies all night last night, obviously plugged in, charged. Disclaimer, my charger from my laptop broke today, or MacBook, whatever, because if you want to be pedantic. yeah, dude, I woke up, it was fine, charging. I checked that it had done everything I wanted to do, and it's like, oh, an update. So I was like, fuck, update. I don't know what happened, but after the update, it just wasn't charging anymore. And it's the charger that's broken because I went to PC World. They tested another charger, and it's fine. Apple is. I'm definitely not going back to Apple. Not
get
at all.
Get yourself a video on a Razer.
Well, I need something. I don't know. I'm going to keep the laptop, but I'm definitely getting a PC. Like the laptop's
crap, but the I'm playing Planet Zoo in high definition. Get lovely gaming at the moment. Planet Zoo is the one.
You do need another webcam though, dude. It's like I'm looking at something that was filmed on like a one of those old Sony Ericsson phones, the sliders.
Yeah, dude. Sony Ericsson Walkman. That's what I've got up here. That's it. I come off my board skating the other day, dude. It was fucking hilarious.
You did tell me you stacked it.
It was really funny. I was just skating this hill and it was quite sketchy, like fucking rocky shit. And I was kind of a little bit iffy whether I should have been skating it.
Yeah.
But anyway, I was skating down it and my wheels are spinning out. So I'm like, I'm a bail because I can't stick this one, right? And I jump onto the grass, but the grass is wet. So it was like slipping on a banana skin. It was what? Oh, my hat went.
Yeah, it did go, dude. Nice. Good flick.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
And yeah, dude, I fucking knows this family and they fucking saw the whole thing. And...
Oh, no, dude. You embarrassed yourself in front of
it. It was really good.
Family.
It was really good.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Stacked it.
Yeah, that happened. It is. It's always fun when you stack it in front of people as well because, yeah, they laugh at you. You just have to accept it. except that you fucked up in front of someone.
Just got to swallow it. You're like, fuck.
Yeah, man. Ah, I ate shit in front of someone. Did you go horizontal?
Yeah, dude.
Please tell me you slipped that hard, but you were just like horizontal. Yeah, and then dude. Banged
it flat. And I slid a little bit when I came down too. But then I kind of had momentum to then jump back up and be like, oh, like walk it off. I was like, fuck.
Just imagine if the board was next to you at the same time that you sort of got back up and started walking. You could have just hopped on the board and rode away like you meant to do it.
It just got really that would have been the one. I just lost it. I was like, I'm just going to bail onto the grass. It's fine. My board will just like fucking clip-clop and then it will stop. And then because it was quite long grass, I just went, whoop. fell right on my ass.
So yeah, I sent my guitar in to go get fixed today on a completely unrelated note.
So what is it?
It's a Dean Explorer. Yeah.
How much have you been for it? Are they? It's fixed.
Oh, I don't know. I checked out the serial number and it's made in America in the 90s. So it's not like a, so it's a decent build and such. It's a single piece, so the neck's not a bolt on neck. It's all one piece of guitar. But yeah, I guess I'll see once it comes back. But the reason I was mentioning that is because I'm currently sat in the bedroom where the guitar was stored, and stored on top of the guitar was a bunch of teddies. Because every time I go to a different country, I get Jade a teddy. I don't know if I've gone over this before in the podcast, but
no, you've told me before. You've told me before.
But so I've got a load of teddies sitting in front of me, and like this guy.
That's a cute little fucker.
So it's an otter holding a baby duck, and I don't know why. Is it an otter? It looks like an otter.
I don't fucking know. To me, it looks like a fucking red squirrel or something. I don't know.
Okay, it's some sort of small mammal creature with a tail and weird eyes, but it's holding a baby duck. Look, why is it holding? Because that's not the same, definitely not the same creature.
It's not, it's a baby.
It's not at all. It is definitely a baby duck.
Perhaps.
I don't know why.
There's high quality content coming out right now. A bar house to baby duck bear.
Yeah, well,
we can
talk a little bit more about the bowl house because we didn't really explain what the bowl house is.
I want to live there. That's what I want to do. Sick. I want to live there. So anyone that hasn't or heard of the bowl house, go to Amazing Interiors on Netflix if it's still live. And it's
I tried checking the other day and I couldn't find it. But it was on the first season. It definitely was on there because I've watched
Netflix before. Yeah, it was on there. I've seen it. Yeah.
But if not, go to the Bowl House Facebook page and check the videos out and stuff. You'll be able to see what it is. But basically, my mate, he's had the skateboard ever since I've known him because I met him after he built the skateboard. But he bought an old like youth club / village hall / whatever it used to be in a little village in Norfolk. And he basically built a kitchen in there, put a bathroom in, put the bedrooms in. Well, I think it had the kitchen, bathroom and everything already, but he did it, made it look nice. And then a partition wall. So the pool was like a separate entity, and then built a little half pipe in there. And then the half pipe expanded into a little bowl, and then the little bowl expanded into a big bowl with a half pipe on the top. And then there was another quarter pipe built on, and then he put a rolling in and like it just got bigger and bigger and bigger. And the whole hall is just a skate park, which is great. Great fun, but I learned to skate there. It was awesome. I never used to be able to skate until about 5 years ago, maybe 6 years ago. And yeah, times are changing. Unless you pull 240 grand out your ass.
Yeah, I know.
Or if I can pull 240 grand out my ass.
I really want it. I really want it. I want it like just the decks and everything like that. If that was every day.
Yeah, man.
Do you know what I mean? That's just, that'd be really nice, wouldn't it? That'd be really nice.
It would, dude. Wake up, have a little skate.
We could just sew some clothes, paint some clothes, have a skate, listen to some jams, have some people over, have a skate, sew some clothes, listen to some jams.
Yeah, man, make some videos,
make some videos, and just chill out. Yeah, and just
podcast from the bowl. Like,
done.
There's your backdrop.
Huh?
Podcast from the bowl. There's the backdrop. Yeah, podcast just from the bowl. Podcast table on the top half pipe.
We just have people skating behind us while we're talking. Just fucking.
That'd fuck the audio, but.
Yeah, and I was like, fuck! People stuck in it.
Yeah, just be like, ah! No, it's not that bad. Not many people scream.
Was anyone ever jumping off that fucking trampoline that was like up on the wall?
Nah, that was just a thing that was there. Actually, no, someone did do a nose stall on it.
That's insane.
Or tail stall. I can't remember what they did. It's like the photos on the Bowl House Instagram page.
Oh man, times that have happened in there are just like sick as fuck to hear about.
Yeah, man. Really cool. Yeah, the video is pretty cool. It's just something quick, fun, flashy. It's not really anything amazing, but it's just the sentimental value of it all.
Mm-hmm.
Gonna miss that place. It's all over.
Hopefully somebody buys it. That's like, yeah, cool.
If you're listening or watching or
just imagine if a pro skater bought it. A pro skater bought it and just kept
that'd be nice. Someone should just give us 240 grand.
Please.
You know what? The sale next week, 25% off. If we sell like 10,000 items of clothing, maybe 10,000, like 25,000 items of clothing is what we'd need to sell next week. So guys, please buy 25,000 t-shirts.
So guys,
guys, we could just 25,000 t-shirts.
If you could buy them, it would be crazy.
We should buy 25,000 t-shirts at the weekend.
Please.
Please. Make our dreams come true. Cardinal House would officially be built.
Yeah, it would.
It'd be ready.
It's already done.
What else do we need? If we got a skateball. I mean, you'd have to move like Libby in there and stuff. I don't know how Libby would feel about living in a skate park.
I feel like she'd be fine with it. She's cool. Yeah. She's really cool.
Yeah, man. She'll probably learn how to skateboard.
Yeah. Well, maybe. I don't know. Maybe. She wouldn't. I mean, she might. Don't know.
She wouldn't. Would she? I don't know. She likes UFC.
She likes UFC and she likes gaming. And
oh, dude. We haven't talked about UFC.
Oh my god, UFC.
In a while, we haven't talked about it.
Adesanya and Costa, who you got?
I was going to say we haven't talked about the results that have happened.
I see. Well, what about me? About me being fucking wrong with Sean? No. Fucking, come on. Sean's talking shit, saying Marlon Vera ain't shit. Right, Marlon Vera is going to get really butthurt about it and go, okay, then we'll fucking have the rematch. And then Sean's going to knock him out.
Is he talking shit again? He's talking shit.
He goes, Marlon Vera ain't shit. He goes, I just tripped over.
That is funny.
He's talking shit, of course he is, man.
Of course, yeah. I'm not surprised, to be honest.
He's like, whatever, fuck that guy.
Yeah.
Right, yeah, and then I feel really bad about DC because I that really didn't go the way that I wanted to go.
It did, but whoa, yeah, DC lost. Obviously, that's weird. I'm on the UFC website, right, and their fight is not on the fight card.
What?
Because I was just making sure that we get all the miss any of the big fights, but like. Yeah, dude. Their fight's gone off the top of the fight card on the website.
That was crazy. There was two crazy eye pokes, dude, as well, wasn't there, man?
There was two crazy eye pokes. I feel bad.
Yeah. Mark Goddard was fucking he was like, oh, shut up, you got punched.
You got punched, yeah,
when
man.
DC was saying, he poked me in the fucking eye. He was like, oh, shut up, you got punched. And then he had to come over and apologize. And was like, yeah, sorry, that was a really bad eye poke. Sorry, dude, and then he had to do an apology on Twitter because he was getting fucking hate mail. Wasn't yeah, everyone really? Jumping down his throat. They were like, Mark, God, I just cut people. Yeah, they will take to Twitter, man. And just fucking attack his Twitter.
People, dude.
It's so funny. But yeah, anyway, Adesanya Costa, I'm on to new things, bro. Right? I'm always on to new things. This sport moves so far. Come on.
It does.
Adesanya Costa, who you got? Come on.
Oof. Costa is an animal, but I'm going Adesanya just because it's Adesanya.
But I thought that until I saw the fight preview the other night, right? So I was sat there and I was going, right, Adesanya's got this, right? And like, no one's going to beat Adesanya. He's fucking the best thing since sliced bread. I'm 100% invested in the Israel Adesanya story, right?
Yeah.
But Paulo Costa's like trailer on the preview came up and he was just beating the fuck out of people.
Yeah, man. Costa's and I was deep. Like, he's shit. Undefeated as well, dude. Two undefeated fighters.
Well, this is actually an interesting fact. First time two...
I think I lost you. He's gone. I'm going to have to rock solo. So I think he's going to say something about it. It might be the first time two undefeated fighters have ever fought in maybe this division or for a title. I don't know. But we'll find out the fact when he gets back. But yeah, so you got Israel Adesanya, who's 19-0, and then Paulo Costa, who's 13-0. Same height. Whoa, Adesanya's got an 8-inch reach advantage, though. That could play out very, very well. But yeah, if you haven't seen Paulo Costa's highlight reel, honestly, it is madness. Absolute madness. You wouldn't believe it if you saw it. So, also, unfortunately, sometimes the Be Live doesn't like bringing back the same person. Let's see if he jumps back in. Here he comes. He's coming back in. There he is.
Hello.
Fantastic. Sorry. You're all right, mate. You're right. I was still going.
Where did we get up to?
You would. Just about to say it's the first time that two undefeated fighters and then you gone. You left a real suspense moment there.
So first you're right. So it's first time that two undefeated fighters have fought for a championship at this weight class since like 2004 or something. It's like massive. And someone's gonna lose an O, man. And this is a good fight. And I'm now super on board with it. I heard it and I was like, oh, yeah, I remember them two had beef. And now all the stuff is happening. I'm like, ooh, there's real fire between these two. These two don't like each other. And this is going to be really good because someone is going to lose an O. And it's going to be fucking... I think this is going to be fireworks. Nice. I think this is going to be like someone's getting knocked the fuck out, you know?
Yeah. And then, I mean, that's not really many other people on the card. That's miles away, that is. That's 27th of September.
We got Khabib Gaethje as well.
Khabib Gaethje.
Which I'm also massively hyped about.
That's going to be nuts. That is going to be very nuts.
Yeah. Yeah. Khabib Gaethje is also going to be awesome. What else is coming up?
You've got the heavyweight
Frankie Edgar just fought last night.
Did he? I missed last night.
Frankie Edgar fought last night. Yeah, I don't know what the result was, but I know that Frankie fought last night. But I didn't watch it.
Pedro Munoz.
I was in bed at a reasonable time last night.
Yeah, so was I, to be honest. I was shattered after tearing all the skin off my hands. Off my hands, off my legs and arms.
Baby wounds, as Aiden said.
Aiden did say baby wounds. I don't know if he's still watching, but... It's not very nice.
You bastard. No,
they are baby wounds. They're just ones that like they just sting really hard, and you know that when you get in the shower, it's just going to be burning you, burning every single little burning, just like constant, just burning of everything. and it's, you kind of don't want to rub like soap in it, but you got to, because otherwise it'll, and it just, yeah, it's like, imagine
for people that don't skate, imagine carpet burn. It's like carpet burn, but like, imagine it hotter because it's wood. When it's like sandpaper, yeah. It's like, like, it's like anything like it's, that. It's just high friction, like, ow.
It's not even like a graze. It's like, a graze is like cuts, whereas this is just like skin gone. Just like top layer is gone. Yeah, man. Top layer of skin just gone. It's an absolute burn. Burn indeed. So, Frankie Edgar won, but it was a decision.
Oh.
Beat Pedro Munoz.
Fair.
And then, yeah, there's not really any other massive people on that card, I don't think. But
I want to know, like, when, like, Zhang Wei Li's fighting again. I want to know when, like...
That's a good shout. You know,
I want to see some things. I tell you what is back on at the moment, which I'm yet to really delve into, but I will at some point, is the new Contender Series.
Oh, man.
It's live! Nice. Every Tuesday night from Las Vegas, Nevada.
Nice, dude.
But the most intense job interview in the world.
So you said about Wei Li, right? And there's a long time in between the fights next weekend and Adesanya's fight. There's 3 weeks.
Okay, you think there's going to be some stuff like shock announced and things?
There's going to be something happening. There's got to. Because 3 weeks with no fights, and then you've got another 2 weeks in between Holm versus Aldana and Nurmagomedov and Gaethje. Is anyone else on that card yet? Mm. I don't think there will be, will there? It'll just be them on the card, won't it?
Probably, yeah. At the moment.
Yeah, it is.
How do you think that fight's going to go?
I don't know. Nurmagomedov's probably going to just grab him and fucking press him to the ground and punch shit out of him.
I don't know. I don't know, though, because Gaethje's got some really strong... Yeah, man, exactly. His takedown defense is fucking awesome, dude. Gaethje, yeah. He's known for it. And also, he's known for, like, fucking knocking people out when they try and take him down. Like, he's got a crazy hook from the clinch, yeah. And stuff, dude. We'll see, because Khabib is a different kind of animal, and he is probably very, very angry at the moment.
He's definitely... Yeah. It's... So, yeah, he doesn't... Gaethje doesn't get taken down.
Yeah, he doesn't get taken down.
Doesn't get taken down. Yeah. Even so, I just got onto a Sherdog forum, and even someone last year was saying that he'd be the toughest matchup for Khabib. So, interesting. Should be a very good fight, because Gaethje's stand-up's pretty phenomenal.
Yeah, we'll see. We're gonna see some hands flying, I think. Because I think, but to be fair, I think Khabib might stand up against Connor. I think Khabib's biggest thing is his cardio is fucking amazing, but I think we're gonna see him taken into deep water by Gaethje, because what I saw from Gaethje in the Ferguson fight was fucking pretty fucking awesome, dude. I was like, wow, he is striking at a different level. Like Trevor Whitman is like taking shrooms and talking to fucking the MMA gods or some shit, and he's coming down and like teaching him crazy shit.
I know we've had this conversation on here before, but I think Ferguson was definitely compromised in that fight, dude, from the double weight cut, because he looked way more gassed than he usually does, because Ferguson rarely gets gassed like he did, and he was gassed, or maybe he just wasn't used to the way Gaethje fought. But
I thought Gaethje was awesome in that fight as well.
You don't get me wrong. I'm not taking away from the victory, because of incredible performance. Fully deserved the interim title. I like how he just threw it away as well, like it was nothing.
I mean, that's it is mentality, nothing, essentially.
That's mentality.
Yeah, I mean, that's like, that, That is essentially nothing. It doesn't really mean anything.
No. But, like, Ferguson was parading around with it.
Yeah, yeah, true.
So...
with his gloves and his tennis ball, like an assassin, he said, what the fuck?
Didn't even hear that.
It was so odd. Yeah, that was in the pre-fight press conference.
Was it?
I don't think so, to be honest. I think we've addressed everything. So we've talked about tattoo shop, we talked about customs, we talked about Scotland, talked about bowl, and talk shit and wetness and talk UFC. That is our usual show, normally.
That is the usual show. So shoes.
As the usual show.
With the van stuff, like you painted on your vans.
Yeah.
What? Uh-huh. Can we do that with anything? Like, so I could buy a pair of shoes, yeah, send them to you, and you can do a design on them, and then
yeah, dude,
we could sell them.
It's that easy.
That's mad.
And then send them back. Yeah, or send them out, or we put them on the website for something that I've made, or people can get in contact and we do actual customs for them. But yeah, there'll be both types. There'll be one-offs on the website that I do, and then there'll be customs that people ask for. Nice. It's just whatever I'm feeling on the day, really. Yeah.
We should definitely do a few one-offs, like, every now and then. Definitely, mm-hmm. like, shoes and stuff. That'd be cool. I'll get you something, dude. I'll get you a little project.
All right. I like the sound of that. All right.
But yeah, sale next week. Sale, 25% off. Anyone who's now tuned in and on the live, sorry if you're listening to the audio, but I'm chilling out here because we've got stock and we want to sell it to you. So come along. Buy 25,000 t-shirts. And we can buy the
That's exactly what we need, dude.
That's yeah, the
it's
going to
happen. It's going to happen. 100. It's going to happen 100.
It is. If you do order 25,000 t-shirts, there may be a slight delay on the t-shirts. Purely because we don't have 25,000. Actually, no. We've got 50,000 t-shirts. Buy 50,000 t-shirts. Ah, the light is gone. The light is finally finished. Now I look ridiculous.
This trap set up, us ratchet motherfuckers.
I know, right? I can't wait to get the studio. This is ridiculous.
You look Italian in this light, bro. You look Italian.
Hey, what are you talking about? In this light. I don't know how to do an Italian accent.
Just like a mama used to make.
Just like a mama used to make. No, again, I just feel like I'm being incredibly racist. I'm going to stop there. I'm going to stop being insensitive to other people's cultures. Can you be racist to Italians? I don't know.
Don't insult the ragu.
Pasta eating motherfuckers.
Now that was offensive, brother. That was offensive.
How was that?
Right, offensive? We've got a sale. We're going to be selling stuff. Make sure you buy it so we can continue to do all the fun things that we like to do and like to promote people want to do fun things that they want to do. Like drink rum straight from the decanter because you're worth it. Cardinal.
Cool. This thing's hot, man. It's got a little condom on it and everything. The light, yeah.
It's
very warm. Oh, I can take that off.
Fry an egg on it. Plastic.
Don't know if you could quite fry an egg on it, but oh, geez, it's way too hot to hold. Too hot to handle. That's what that is.
Because I'm too hot to handle.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's like burning plastic. Mad.
Oh my God, dude. That's not good. It's not the one.
It's because I left the plastic film.
That's
on.
That's the worst smell. Oh.
I'm an idiot. That's what that was. Yeah. I shouldn't have even admitted that, but I did because I'm not fake, man. And I've got shortcomings.
Oh, my God.
all about that track. Life's done.
Look at us, man.
I know.
Hey guys, look, look, we really need your help. We're fuckwits. Look at us. Come on. we got an end of season sale. We need to move some stuff.
We need to liquidate some assets and buy a skate bowl.
We need some space to then get more stuff to put in the space to then sell that stuff, and we also need to buy a skate bowl. So if you could help us out, that'd be really cool. Just 25,000.
So yeah,
I'm sure we'll get there.
We should start a GoFundMe.
We should start a GoFundMe.
I don't know how we could actually get it, but I don't. Do you reckon there's? Do you think we could get a quid off 240,000 people around the world? It's a crackpot idea, but you reckon we could do it? How could we do it?
It's crazy, but it just might work.
How could we do it? Because
do a Kickstarter or something, dude.
A Kickstarter? What for? We need to sell.
I tell you what.
A Kickstarter.
Each person that donates like a decent amount would get like a T-shirt that said "I saved the bowl house" or something like that.
Save the bowl house.
Save the bowl house.
Save the bowl
house. And then they get a T-shirt if they donate more than the pound thing, you know. But then if somebody donates a pound, it's like, cool, thank you. But if somebody donates like £10, we're like, oh, we'll do you a T-shirt. Like, and then with all the money when it's raised, we'll do a run of T-shirts for all the people that did it.
That could be it, dude. That's it. Kickstarter.
Fish.
Buy the bowl house. We need 240 grand. And then we will sell T-shirts. We'll do a tour guide package. We'll do advertisement space. We'll do...
We'll get in contact and get it as a DLC for Skate 4.
That would be sick, dude. That would be so cool. Imagine that. Bowl house on Skate 4. Hey, if you can dream it, you can do it.
If only. Right.
Wait. I'm actually checking this out. And what I'm gonna say, we should do a Kickstarter. I don't know if I have time to do it. I don't. Oh, they take 5%. Mad. Absolutely mad. And Stripe.
What about GoFundMe?
GoFundMe. I don't know. It's 5% plus 1% plus 2.5% plus 20p per donation. So it's 8.5% and 20p per donation.
My God. Shit.
Yeah.
That's gross.
That is, but...
These people are animals.
I mean, a GoFundMe, we don't actually give anything back. I feel like we'd be a bit disingenuous if we went for a GoFundMe. I feel like a Kickstarter is much better because we can actually provide something to the
mugs.
People.
We'll do £5 mugs, you get a mug.
Skateboard mug.
£5 you get a mug.
With
£10 you get a fucking T-shirt. £100 you get a skate deck.
And £150 you get the T-shirt, you get a mug, and a custom Cardinal tee. Little box of custom Cardinal tees.
Bish, there you go, right? This could be a ting.
It could be a ting. It's not just rebranded PG tips. It's definitely not just rebranded PG tips.
It could have a video, the video you've made, to go alongside it, to be shared around Facebook. Everyone's sharing it. All the skater, we'll get in the magazines. We'll get in contact with fucking magazines. There you go. Rob won't mind putting it off for a bit to sell it to us. Isn't it?
That'd be great.
Probably will.
Do you reckon there's... I don't know if we can get enough people, dude, to be honest, but we should try. Maybe it's worth trying, because if you don't reach your goal on Kickstarter, they don't take any money, I don't think.
You only have a certain amount of time to do it on Kickstarter, though, don't you?
Yeah, I think that's... Is it not the same with GoFundMe?
I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, that'd be very, very fun. Love to have that place. The amount of content we could get, the amount of just like other skate days we could do.
We could try it, if not just for a bit of publicity or a bit of a laugh, even if it doesn't, you know, it could happen. It probably won't, but
it could happen. It could definitely happen. That'd be so sick. You could live there, dude. You could just live in the skate bowl. Then you don't have to pay any rent.
Woo!
And then we've got a skate bowl.
It's all good. Full-time Cardinals. Okay. It's good.
Yeah, man. My hair's getting long. Good. And my beard.
Man. Getting wild now. I'll tell you what, this is pissing me off, but I'm going to get through it.
I've got to get through it.
Do my head in.
I'm going to say you can trim your moustache. I'm going to say you can trim your moustache. Right.
Oh, okay. That's good news, because I'm going to do that right away after this ends.
Yeah.
I've been getting pissed off of it for way too long.
Yeah, man. And yeah,
I need to trim it.
I'm just going to do a tidy up because I have to interview CEOs and shit, so I can't be looking like crazy scruff bag. But I can keep the beard.
I'm also going to do the same then.
Yeah. We can do the line.
I'm going to line it too. I'm glad.
Yeah.
I was going to recommend I had to do that.
Yeah, I had this thought the other day. I was thinking, shit, I'm going to have to actually... I've got to interview someone on Wednesday. So I can't be looking how I look right now because, honestly... They'd be mortified if I turned up. I mean, I don't even know what I'm going to do with my hair, but I could just go like this and wear
another shirt. I'm about to go use my beard struggle products.
Nice.
To go trim it up.
Nice.
Sort the mustache out.
Sort out the moustache.
Trim it all in. Oil it up nice.
Yeah, boy. Oil it up
nice.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah.
That's what you like.
I'm a bit behind, perhaps. A little bit.
A little bit.
You got a few years on me though, perhaps.
I'm like 5 years older than you, dude, which shocks me every time. But with these bags under my eyes, you can kind of tell.
Sorry, dude, I look about 40. It's all the drink.
It is, yeah, I need to stop drinking.
It's this rock and roll lifestyle that we lead.
It is, without being rock and roll stars. Shouldn't continue to do so, but it's fun. Yeah, man.
I just want to get back out and like traveling over the country at this point.
When are gigs going to happen again, dude? When is it going to happen, man?
Gigs and music and people and drink
events and
yeah. I feel events. Agoraphobic. I feel like I don't leave these four walls anymore. I'm going crazy. I know everyone else is feeling the same. You know?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, dude. It's just...
Yeah, man.
It is way too much.
But then again, there's like amazing things like Planet Zoo, the Australia pack, which is coming out in 2 days. Hype level off the charts.
I know you care about it, but... I mean...
I love Planet Zoo, dude. I love it. So fun!
Planet Zoo...
And sponsor us, people at Frontier, Planet Zoo, sponsor us.
I mean, you'd get free copies of the games. You would get free copies of the games, so that'd be handy.
You're really good at the game. You should. I'm the chief gardener. I like doing the gardening. I'm really good at it.
Nice, dude. There we are.
That's making some sweet sceneries and such.
Oh.
Ooh.
When are we? Might be round yours next weekend.
You're in Denmark? Oh, shit. You might be around my next weekend?
Yeah.
Is that because you're coming to make a documentary?
It is.
Ah, okay. Are we now going to talk about said documentary then?
I don't know. I'd leave it for now. We'll just be really cryptic.
Okay. Okay. Just talking to me in code. Okay. That's cool, dude. That's cool.
Hey, you know what I'm talking about. The audience doesn't know what I'm talking about. But you know what I'm talking about.
I know completely what you're talking about. Yeah.
I'm talking to you in code. I'm talking to everyone else in code. And the coded talk means that hopefully people watching will be like, oh, what are they coding about? And they won't know the code because
code.
They don't have the code. The Da Vinci Code. It is pretty similar to the Da Vinci Code. So it is the Da Vinci Code.
Just basically, Cardinal Media, we make videos too. We're going to be doing a series of short documentaries about people that we think are awesome. And giving them a nice artsy platform to be shared out on YouTube by all the You Awesome guys. And hopefully other people to give everyone a bit of exposure, everyone nice content, and hopefully we can, make some really cool stuff. And then if some people see that, then hopefully they'll pay us to make them cool stuff as well. So
exactly. Nice. It will be very nice. Just need to get it started, get it edited, get it done. I'm going to be smashing it. Got the motivation. I had Mr. Motivate around all day in his brightly coloured spandex.
You've had Gary Vee shouting, get out your fucking ass.
Yeah, it's been Gary Vee just be like, stop
being
a bitch.
Don't bullshit yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't bullshit yourself. Don't bullshit me here.
Do the fucking work. Just,
I love him. Love him. What the fuck are you doing between 9 p.m. and 3 fucking a.m.? He's like, every other word is fuck. It's really bad.
It is. But he doesn't care, dude. He's done it. I love it. Yeah, man.
I have to admit, I do stay up too late sometimes doing it.
Yeah.
But.
Dude, it's all right. Like when I got home from London, I was like, oh, I really can't fuck. So then I was sitting there and you were like, come. Let's do some work. I'm like, right, let's go. Fuck it.
Yeah, man.
That's it, dude. It's just it's all you need sometimes.
Yeah. Right, I think we should sign off because now you said about this mustache trimming. I really want to go and trim this mustache.
That's all you've been thinking about since I said it.
All I've been thinking about. I am ready to go trim this mustache up, man.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I haven't touched it in like, I don't know, 2 months, dude.
That is very mad.
It's all in my mouth. I hate it.
So, yeah, sale next. Well, we'll do another podcast during the week. Me and Nath will sit down and organise that. And then it'll either be Tuesday or Wednesday. And we'll give you a bigger brief of the sale. Should have some more content out then that you can go view, and might even get a guest on Tuesday. We could even get a guest. But yeah, PMA everybody. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Sorry for the listeners if a lot of this was completely out of context because we were sort of just in the flow. Didn't really concentrate too much on this. And Nathan's putting some ridiculous faces right now. He's being funny. I think he's happy to trim his mustache a little bit, to be honest. But. All right. Peace out, everybody. Nathan, you should probably say,
In the biz, what is then?
Yeah, subscribe to the everything. Go to the Facebook if you're on. You'll be watching this on the Facebook or listening on the Spotify. Follow the link tree. Follow us on everything. just do it. Do not, I forgot to put all our links and stuff in the description of this video, but I'll do it. It'll be in the podcast. Anyway. Peace out, everybody. I need to stop this now because Nathan's looking at me like a crazy person.